You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Before we finish this morning, we will do what we always do on a Monday. We'll talk sport, and there's lots of sport to talk about this weekend because the National Hurling and Gaelic Football Leagues have returned. Our own Darren Kelly from the Clare FM Sports Desk joins us in studio. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And we'll take the games in the order they happened because I suppose the biggest talking point of the weekend came in the second half of that clash on Saturday night between Clare and Tipperary and the red card given to Tony Kelly. We're biased here in Clare FM. I won't apologise for that, but it is the view of virtually everybody that I have seen that this was not a warranted red card.
No, it wasn't. We'll just state that straight away for a start. This morning I got up and watched it 15 times again. because, likewise too, as you said there, Gavin, we're trying to take our Clare cap off as well for a couple of moments and call it straight.
Yeah.
Now, first we start with the referee. Colm Lyons maybe was under pressure. The GAA decided this week, as well as increasing prices, that let's focus on hand passes, let's focus on high tackles, and rightfully so with the high tackles. What Tony Kelly did to Paddy Maher's Ardy was not a high tackle. They collided into each other. Yes, it was a temporary free because Maher was in possession. You'd be stretched to say a yellow card, you know, it depends on interpretation, but common sense there. They ran into each other. There was maybe a minimal contact. It wasn't anything aggressive on the Clare player's side. It was a big moment in the match. Clare were getting back into the contest. We're not taking away from Tipperary's victory. They were the better team, but a bad decision made by the referee, obviously being put under pressure from the decisions made during the week.
That emphasis on the high tackle and contact with the head area, as I understand it. I mean, that's probably a good thing in general terms.
Yes.
Because you're looking to protect players. But we've seen it in other sports, and I guess this is maybe the first example that I'm aware of it in hurling, certainly, where a good intentioned or well-intentioned directive maybe puts the referee into a position where they feel they have to make a decision that in the eyes of most fans doesn't look correct.
Yeah, and especially in the first round of the championship, like, and I make no apologies, it's always defensive of referees because it's not job that you get gratitude for and all that.
They only got one look at it, they didn't have your 15 replays.
Yeah, but you have a linesman there beside it as well, and between the two of them, I don't even know for certain, because obviously Sill and Tommy might be able to answer this better, but even they struggled to see what was going on. They were in shock, and like when you take the TV commentators were in shock, or own commentators were in shock, and after watching it back, it was a big decision. I hope it gets rescinded because Tony Kelly's been playing very, very well for Clare at the moment, playing a captain's role.
Huge,
it was a massive decision.
It will be appealed, I would presume.
I'd assume so.
Okay, we'll see what happens in that one. But of course, from a Clare point of view, they'll be looking for a swift decision because they've got Kilkenny next weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
In the league. Talk to me about the rest of the game. Yes, this stymied Clare's comeback, but Tipperary were ahead and arguably were worthy winners in the night.
They were indeed. They looked really, really up for it. Even Donal Maloney touched on that afterwards. Tipperary would have been smarting from the Munster Hurling League final loss. And we said it here ourselves, Gavin, 2 weeks ago. We were right to enjoy that, park it the day afterwards, and likewise this defeat, now we have to park it afterwards. The big problem here with Clare in the game is that they had a two-man inside line that worked very well in that particular game. Tipperary had combated it, and even one commentator said that we made Paddy Maher look good because suddenly the fullback was free to clear ball all day and it was influential. You take Seamus Callan on the other side getting the crucial scores as well. Are we 8 points worse off than Tipperary? No, we're not at the moment. Likewise, we weren't 10 points better than them 2 weeks ago. A lot to take out of the game. Kilkenny, a big match coming up in Cusick Park on Sunday. Disappointing because after the performance in the Munster League, you would have expected a better Clare display.
This is Clare joint manager Donal Maloney.
Yeah, very tough conditions, and Tipperary well worthy. They played very well tonight. They looked hungrier, they tackled ferociously. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to get up to that level on the 26th of January, right? But Tipperary were probably smarting after the game 2 weeks ago, so they came with everything.
In fairness to Tipperary, a very experienced side out tonight.
They had, yeah, they did probably, you know, most of their players out, but still, like, you know, it's... they have quality hurlers, so they don't become bad hurlers overnight, like, you know. So I think they showed their mettle there tonight. So it was a very good display from them.
And that's Donal Maloney speaking after the game on Saturday night with our own Cill O'Connor. Kilkenny will be a tough game. They were victorious this weekend against Cork.
They were. They look good too, beating Cork 218 to 17 points. And like Kilkenny, you never buy into this crack that Kilkenny are gone away. The gap between them and other teams might have narrowed, and maybe they're back in the pack now as well. But Kilkenny will have momentum. Perfect game for Clare to focus on in Cusick Park. No doubt there'll be a massive crowd in Cusick Park, but it will be another tough test.
Big crowd yesterday too in Cusick Park, where there was disappointment for Clare's football as they were taken on Donegal. It had the feeling of a game that Clare really wanted to rattle the Ulster champions, and they did rattle them, unfortunately coming out on the losing side of the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think Donegal's experience told in the end. You had a team coming down from Division 1 against a team that's punching well in Division 2. Clare will take an awful lot of positives out of the game, but they'll also realise a lot of the unforced errors they did. Well, for all the good Clare did at the match, and they did, like some great scores from Gary Brennan, David Tuberty, Dean Ryan, Dermot Cocton, all in the mix as well, and I'm sure I'm leaving out one or two worthy names. They gave away a couple of cheap scores and patches in the second half to win 23 minutes without scoring, which you can't afford to do at this level as well. They've proven they can compete with Donegal. They definitely were good enough to get something out of the game. Unfortunate to finish the wrong side of a 3-point ball game.
Where does it leave Clare though in terms of the division? I mean, they've only got two more home games left in the next six games.
Yeah, and one of them will be the third game against Cork in 2 weeks time. Look, their focus now will be on Armagh. They won't be lacking motivation for that after what happened in last year's championship, but they need to bounce back as well, because as good as Clare's effort was in the game, despite the couple of mistakes that we've touched on there, you know, you can build up a run of losses very, very quickly in this division, and it's important that Clare maintain their Division 2 status. They won't fear any team. Donegal is as tough a game as they're going to have in this division.
I was going to say, Donegal on paper are the best team.
Oh yeah,
division.
They're the promotion favourites, and I think they proved it there yesterday, the way they managed to squeeze, take control and squeeze that victory out there as well. Declan Boners, they're the Ulster champions. They're looking at getting back into Division 1. Clare will take an awful lot of the game, but it's vitally important now that we bring something home from Newry next Sunday.
That's neutral venue. Here's Colin Collins.
When you get to this level, the games are decided on by simple little things, a silly little turnover, a wrong option taken. Simple stuff. It's not, that's what the margins are down to when you're at this level. And unfortunately today, I suppose we went took a few wrong options. You know, silly turnovers there towards the end. When, you know, overall our turnover rate was very good. We did very well in the first half. We were very happy with our turnover rate as well. But just at key stages at the end, we gave away a ball where if we'd retained it, we'd have put them under fair pressure, you know.
Colin Collins there, Clare senior football manager. Armagh up next, that's on Sunday as well.
That's on Sunday as well. Both games on 2 o'clock. Clare against Kilkenny in the park and the hurling. And the new, well, you can call it a neutral venue, Gavin. I'm not buying that. But it is Armagh against Clare in the football also at 2 o'clock.
Semi neutral. Camogie, the Clare Camogie side, also in National League action this weekend. They were victorious. But would they have anticipated an easier time of it against Offaly?
No, I don't think so, Gavin. I think between Cork, Kilkenny, and Galway are the top three teams in the country at the moment, and anybody else can beat anybody in any particular day. Clare had a bad year last year, but they proved in 2017 they can match Kilkenny. And last week, and I know I'm talking about Kilkenny, but I'll go back to Offaly in a moment. Last week they put in a decent effort. Now it was important to get a result. They had to work for it, because mate Caleb Morgan getting a goal suddenly swung back in Offaly's favour, but they finished with 3 points. Emer Kelly, Brittine Dynan and Susan Fahey as well. A big win for Clare, and delighted for themselves, because it gets the confidence going. They're down to the Gaelic grounds next Saturday, curtain raiser to the Limerick Tipperary hurling match. They're playing Limerick. The winners of that game are going to be favourites to make a semi-final. Going to be a massive game for them.
What do you make though of where Clare stand? I mean, last year, and we talked about it previously, it wasn't the year the Clare Camogie fans or the Clare Camogie side would have wanted. There's an element of having to bounce back from that. So where are Clare along that road, should we say?
Well, Gerard Connell will be looking at a lot of young options at the moment, just seeing what he has there. Like, the championship is the be-all and end-all at the end of the day. But Clare Camogie, for me, Gavin, and I've been following Clare Camogie for many, many years. They'll be disappointed to haven't made a breakthrough before now. Back in 2014, they had the reigning All-Ireland champions Galway on the back foot. They should have bet them. But they're still one of the outside those top three teams that I mentioned. They're as good as any other team there as well. It's a matter of putting in the performance, getting the results. The win there yesterday will be great for confidence going forward. If they can get another one on Saturday against Limerick, then they'll be in a good position.
Here's Gerard Connell, the Clare boss.
Which is great, yeah, nice feeling to get the first one on the board. And you know what, it was a tough game, tough conditions, but in fairness, the girls really dug in there, especially that 10 minutes to pull out the victory. It's great.
He stepped up the last 3 points of the game. I think it was Emer Kelly, Brittain Dynan and Susan Fahey that got them and turned this, what could have been a defeat, into a victory.
Yeah, and you know what, it's something that the girls really have, and they've shown us from the start of the year in earlier games as well, is that you know they do step up when it's needed. And look, in fairness now, Emer as well had come back on after her hand injury, so for her to come back in from the cold as well to play like she did when she came back on them was great.
Gerard Connell there, Clare Camogie manager. Really quickly, Darren, what else happened this sporting weekend?
Well, in the Pro 14, Munster picked up a good victory against Dragons. John Kane with the goal in an 8-7 victory. Disappointment for Aine Kilnamona. They lost their All-Ireland Junior B Hurling semi-final to Wexford's Oilgate Glenbryan. That finished by 9-6. In the Munster Junior Cup in soccer, two victories for Clare teams. Sporting in Enniskillen and Newmarket Celtic doing well. Unfortunately for Avenue United, they suffered a shock 1-0 defeat to Kilmallock. In the Munster Junior Bowl rugby, Innes beating Dungarvan 13-6. Ronan O'Halloran, a chief performer in that game as well. And we also give a mention to Breach McNamara and Catherine Carmody, who picked up their volunteer and PRO awards at the Camogie Awards over the weekend. And of course, the news coming from Friday night, Tim Crowe's the new 6 Mile Bridge manager, but he is a coach, do we know of, called David Fitzgerald.
Absolutely, indeed. Yeah, we don't even get a chance to chat about that. That's a really interesting development. We'll have plenty of club hurling to come across this summer. You left out your own award. You're very modest. Darren was last week named as, please correct me if I'm wrong, the Ladies Gaelic Football Journalist of the Year for 2018.
I was indeed, yeah.
For your work up above us when you were a previous
year. In a previous life.
In a previous life. But a massive congratulations to you on that. And
thank
we're seeing the
Kevin.
Evidence of it here, and I didn't want to let that go. However, I'm now going to ask you to give an award to somebody else.
Clare FM Sports Person of the Month, in association with Cummins Car Centre, your number one Toyota hybrid dealer for County Clare.
Plenty of action, but only one nominee this weekend. Who is it going to be, Darren?
Yes, indeed, Gavin. I'd say there was plenty between the games. There were some good Clare performances too. Donald Toohey, Ryan Taylor working hard for the hurlers. Gary Brennan put in a good shift for the footballers too. But, you know, we're stepping up 3 points in play, 6 in total, and some good scores as well at crucial times. Our sports star nominee for this week is going to be David Tuberty.
Darren Kelly, thank you.
Clare FM Sports Person of the Month, in association with Cummins Car Centre, your number one Toyota hybrid dealer for County Clare. You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.